Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Relationship Marketing 101. Directions University at directionsu.com delivers passion-powered results for your life and business so that you can live the life of your dreams. Welcome to the show.
Well, welcome everyone to another episode of Relationship Marketing 101 here on Blog Talk Radio. I am your host, Gina Gaudio-Graves, the Dean and Founder of Directions University at directionsu.com. I'm calling to you live this week from Bonita Springs, Florida, as I do each week on Tuesdays at noon Eastern. And we have got a great show lined up for you today. We have got my dear friend and co-host, Rhonda Del Baccio, the story lady herself from ProfitableStorytelling.com on the phone with us. Hello, Miss Rhonda.
Well, hello there. Calling in from sunny and beautiful Branson, Missouri, which is great.
That's awesome. And how was your holiday?
Mine was lovely, and right now the wind chimes are singing, which is nice. It makes me feel like my house is singing.
Awesome. We're getting ready for our first thunderstorm in several weeks here.
Ooh. Does Fritz like thunderstorms, or does he have trouble and get scared with them?
He's usually pretty good with thunderstorms, actually. Unlike most puppy dogs, he's really pretty good with it.
Yeah, unlike Miss Molly. Wow, that's great. How was your holiday?
It was hectic, but it was really good. We got to spend Christmas Eve with a bachelor student by the name of Mitch Shields and his wife, Nancy, which was really, really nice. And then Christmas Eve night, we got to go out looking at Christmas decorations. My cousins live in a complex here called Victoria Shores. It's in Naples, Florida. And every year, there are 2,000 homes in this community. Every single home actually goes and puts luminaries lining the entire street for 2,000 homes. And through that, they then actually are able to put humongous decorations up. And the entire neighborhood will gather their families out in the driveways. They all sit around in a big circle. They have a giant campfire going in the middle of the circle. They end up with many of them having movies that are Christmas movies playing on their garage doors. It was the most incredible thing I've ever seen.
That is amazing.
Can you imagine 2,000 families organized enough to do that, Rhonda?
That is true community. That is so beautiful, and that's something that so much of our world is missing at the moment. That's great.
Yeah, really amazing. I've never seen anything like it. And then Christmas Day, we got to go over and spend that with my family, so my aunt and uncle and my cousins. So that was kind of nice.
Oh, that's really great. It was really calm over here. We don't have any other family in the area except for my mom and her husband, Bruce, and myself. So we had a quiet time, and we didn't happen to have any strays over. Sometimes we have a person who doesn't have family in the area or couldn't make it to their family or whatever. But it was just us this year and very quiet, and I got to make cookies and homemade biscuits and things like that. So that was a lot of fun.
Oh, how nice.
Yeah.
Well, I'm having phone issues at the moment, and I know I'm going to lose this connection. How about you go ahead and get us started, and I go call back in so I can fix this phone issue so I don't lose the call?
Yeah, and then go ahead and pick up your conference line when you do that, because I know Tim wants to talk to us, and he'll
okay,
be there.
That's why I can't get over there to do it. So I will be right back, and you go ahead and talk for a few minutes. Be right back.
I'll do that. Okay, so we welcome everybody, and this is it's a great time. There's a reason that a lot of the time at this point in the year, right near the end, when there's all kinds of year-end reviews, and it's not only just the fact that we're coming to the end of a calendar year, although that's a really big part of it. But for much of the world, and I won't say not for all of it, but for many people who would be listening to us who are in the Northern Hemisphere, this is a winter season, and it is definitely a time of where all of the plants go into a kind of a hibernation and where people tend to be more reflective and not outside as much necessarily unless you're skiers and stuff. So it's really a great time for reflection. And so one thing that tends to happen with everybody, I mean, it's happened to me too, is a lot of times when you're in the thick of stuff, you don't really realize all of the accomplishments you've made, all of the gains that you may have had, even all the lessons that you may have learned and all of your wins, because you're in the thick of it every single day. So I know that when all of a sudden, and I see this with everybody, Gina's mentoring clients and with my clients and with myself and with people, where you just, you don't tend to notice it. You're with them all the time. It's like if you have a kid or a puppy or a kitten or something, you don't necessarily realize how much they grow when you're with them day by day until some particular benchmark is hit. I remember a time when my first dog used to walk under the coffee table, and all of a sudden she was tall enough that she banged her head on it and looked so accusingly at that table that had jumped out and knocked her, and it was just that she had grown taller. But even she didn't notice that until that moment. And that tends to happen to humans as well. So it's another reason why it can be very good to reflect over the past year. And this way, you can take all of the great things forward, make your action plan for the next year. So today's show is kind of a year in review. And so what we're looking at with this show is, what are the particular insights, lessons, understandings that you have gained this year? And even what are the wins that you've had? I can't tell you.
Okay, I'm back. I'm going to go get Tim right now.
There you go. Excellent. So I can't tell you how often I've heard someone say, wow, I just really didn't realize how much I had accomplished until I sat and thought about it for a minute. Because you get busy, you're in the thick of it, dealing with the technology, dealing with making things happen, and so forth. So that's what the show is all about. Some people are going to join us live, and we'll get a chat open. And if I can find the chat. Sorry, they rearranged the console, and half the time I can't find things as well.
I don't hear Tim on the bridge line, Rhonda.
Oh, really? Oh, okay.
Do you have a way to get in touch with him?
Yeah, let me go ahead and see if I can find him in GTalk, first of all. Now, that says he's offline. Huh. Well, he did write something, so maybe he'll, in my blog post, maybe he'll end up joining us that way. Gina, can you open a chat while I'm doing that?
I can. I actually had one open already.
Oh, excellent. Well, that's perfect.
Back over there. Yep, I do have a chat there.
Very good. So people who want to can join us on the phone, and you can call in to the number and raise your hand and be able to talk to us. And then also you can put a comment into the chat box, as Gina has just opened the chat. And you also are able to add a comment to the, which is over at profitablestorytelling.com/recap. I put a redirect over there, and I'll go back and check it occasionally. So I do have one from Tim, and I'm hoping that he will end up being able to join us. Maybe he
I'll
was just
checking over on the bridge line and see if I can't find him at some point.
Yeah. No, that's fine. And if not, I'll read his comments after a little while.
Sounds
so
good.
As you think back over 2011, what has this year been for you?
My year started out very interesting. In 2010, I had a joint venture going on with Kevin Wilkie from Nitro Marketing. And I was not really having to generate traffic myself because of that joint venture. All my leads mm-hmm. came from Kevin. Well, the first day, actually the 31st of December last year, I got word from Kevin that he had made a decision to cancel all of his live events and would no longer be needing me to be the back end for all of those events. And I had one day warning. So I started 2011 in kind of a scramble mode, trying to figure out what I was going to do to replace the leads that I had been getting from Kevin. And the year has really been about that. What can I do to generate more leads so that I can generate more sales? Going into 2012, I am now starting a new joint venture with our friends Ira and Corey from Mojo Video Marketing that will essentially have us working together the entire year, both of us generating both leads and sales on the back end of that. So it's been an interesting year, and it's been about setting up the systems that I need to move forward. So it's going to be fun for 2012 to not have to build systems anymore, but instead just keep on rolling with the systems we've built this year.
Mm-hmm. That's really awesome. So what was your biggest inspiration of this year?
My biggest inspiration of this year started the year at my parents' house because of my broken ankle, if you remember back then.
Yep.
And that really was my biggest inspiration for the entire year. If you would have told me a little over a year ago that I would ever have my mom back in my life and have my mom really proud of who I had become, I would have told you no amount of money in the world could make that happen. And so it's been a great year to reconnect with my folks, have my mom back in my life, and really have my parents be cheering me on as I went through 2011. That was a big inspiration.
That's awesome. Yeah, and so
how about for
really
you?
Yeah, well, this has been an interesting year in terms of, like, kind of like you setting up systems, and it's just now finally, after months, and you know this because you've been going through the same issues with getting certain things talking together, but it's going to be so nice to finally be able to get my Profitable Author Challenge and all the other systems humming along and moving forward the way that I want them to, in a way that will be very easy to follow for the people who take the challenge or who buy a product or whatever from me. So I'm so excited to finally be in the place where I'm going to be able to get all of that in place and ready to rock. That's very
amazing.
Exciting.
How long that takes, isn't it?
Oh,
what it sounds like it should be a day or two worth of work has taken Rhonda and I 11 months to do. Me, it's longer than that.
Yeah, this one particular aspect has taken like 11 months out of this year, and I'm so sick of dealing with it, to be honest. I'm just glad to be getting to the other side of it.
Well, and you're stalled until you can get it working. I mean, it's not like there's another option.
Right.
It's very painful.
Yeah, it's been excruciating. So I'm really happy that finally the pieces are in place, and I wrote up an instruction step-by-step type of thing, and I'll be doing tutorials and things to help other people in the DU community with the same thing. But my gosh, and how many people besides us have been waiting on the same thing and wanting the
dozens.
Same thing to be in place?
Dozens.
Yeah, I mean, dozens and dozens, and there have been three of us in particular dealing with making this all, you know, get going. And it's been excruciating. So that's been a year where I have dealt more with technology, and it is not – I love using technology to make stuff happen, but I don't really love mucking around in it. It's not my strength. It's not my purpose in life. So to be able to just move on, I'm so excited.
Well, and the part that's frustrating is –
you need these systems, these technology pieces to play together
right.
so that you really can change lives. When
right.
they're not working, you don't have a way to change lives. And yet the people really still need what you've got but can't deliver. And that's the frustrating
right.
piece is you
yeah.
could live in your purpose if you could get the technology to behave.
Well, exactly. And so once everything gets talking and once the pieces get up and, you know, in play and all that stuff, it's going to just be so much more fun and interesting. And I know there are times, and I'll tell you, it's just part of the inspiration of this year is just to have the perseverance to stick it out when there are just times you go, oh, come on, I have had so enough of this. And being able to stick it out has been, you know, it's just a good thing. You keep going. And it's just like when the seed of a plant goes into the ground and it gets water and sunshine and it gets everything that it needs. But for quite a while, you don't have any indication that anything at all is going on. It's not visible, and you're not going to dig it up every day and look at it, right? So it's not visible. It's not noticeable. And then all of a sudden, the first shoot comes up, and then the plant is able to grow and do its thing. And too many people will give up in that it's all the underground. Things are happening, but it's kind of invisible, and it's not as rewarding as when all of a sudden, finally, you can have the plant, and then you can have the tomatoes or whatever the plant is supposed to bear come off of it.
Yep, that's awesome. Really
yeah.
awesome.
So, you know, for me, that's just been, this has just been a whole year of kind of plodding and slogging through and going, I know it'll get better. It's like, you know, it will get there. So that's been a big thing for me. And knowing that I'm at the cusp of getting it all moving is just really exciting and really is a beautiful thing. So
I had a great conversation yesterday with one of the DU bachelor students, Lisa Preston, who was here on our show a few weeks ago. She has
yep.
had an incredible year. Would you like me to
yep.
try and reach out and get her on the phone and see if I can't get her to come on the air and share it with us?
That'd be great. Yeah, I'll let her know
if
about
the show. I'll be right back.
That's cool. Yeah, so, you know, some years you can see just this incredibleness that is evident. What I've got going on and what Gina has going on is absolutely incredible. And yet there are just times when, because of the technology or other circumstances, it's not moving as quickly as one might like. And so that's where kind of looking to nature and realizing how much can be underground, invisible, undetectable, but yet it's, things are still happening. As long as you keep yourself in the game and you keep that momentum moving forward. So I'm mentioning that because for everybody, you're going to have years. Sometimes things are going to just hum along and you're like, wow, this is just the most amazing thing ever. And sometimes it's like, yeah, this is really amazing. And yet it's been a lot about putting things in place. The power, though, of having the systems is that once you get the system in place, the system will definitely be able to work and to move for you. So that is truly exciting. And it's just the anticipation and the excitement to be able to get it going. So no matter what space you are in, whether your year was like, wow, it was just rocked it out the most amazing way ever, or whether it was a little bit tough at times, just keep sticking it out. Hey, did you find her?
I did.
Hey.
Are you there, Lisa?
I'm here.
Yay. So, Rhonda, the show today is about the year of 2011 in review, right? And how it's going to change going into 2012. So what would you like Lisa to share with our listeners?
Well, I'm going to ask her the same questions that you and I have answered. And so, Lisa, first of all, welcome back. We're so happy to have you back. You did a great show a couple of weeks ago on relationship marketing. So it's fun to have you back. And actually, there's something else I want to talk to you unrelated sometime soon. So I'll be in touch with you about that.
Okay. Sounds good.
In looking back at 2011, what would you say has been
First of all, I'll say your biggest inspiration of this year. What has been your biggest inspiration of this year?
Okay, I'm just going to flat out tell you. I've got an unusual story for 2011.
It's an awesome story, though, Lisa.
It's pretty amazing.
Walk it out.
From 2005 to 2010, I was in a deep depression. 2011, on February 3rd, I used a unique Christ-centered sound therapy that immediately demolished the depression. I was immediately got all my energy back. I was able, whereas in January of 2011, I could only work 12 and a half hours a week, I was instantly able to work eight to 10 hours a day with no problem. Every fog was lifted. Everything was gone.
Mm.
And I believe it was June. Correct me if I'm wrong, Gina. You're great with dates.
It was July.
It was
July 19th, to be precise.
Okay.
Ooh.
I am, because, you know, life had just taken a really strange turn for those 5 years, and I was wondering where to go next. So I was praying, and it was as if God just said, call Gina.
I love it. I love it. I love it. I'm not hearing sound, and I don't know.
I know. I lost her. I'll get her right back. Hold on.
Oh, okay. I was trying to figure out, was my cell dying or something else? Okay. We do love technology, and it does sometimes act a little funny. So just bear with us a moment, and we'll get Lisa back. I love the timing, though. That's just pretty funny. And then, and Carrie Tucker's reaching by chat. If you can join us, that would be fun. So, as we're getting Lisa Preston back, whenever you have a cliffhanger where somebody's right at saying something and before you can get there, you know, like the secret ingredient is and something cuts off, that's pretty funny, and that's called learning.
You got it back now, Rhonda.
Hello. Yay.
I
okay.
know, where did I stop? Because I kept going and going and going.
Well, you said you had an intuition to call Gina. It just said, call Gina.
Yes. And so did I tell you I didn't know where her phone number was, or?
You
no,
did
I
not.
Didn't get to that.
Just got
that's
to right. saying July 19th, and that's where we lost it.
Okay, because I was just going on and on, telling the whole story. okay, so I was like, where am I going to find Gina's phone number? Because, you know, it had been years, maybe 6 years since we'd even seen each other. And so I found an email from 2006. When my grandmother had passed away, I'd sent out an email to my list. And Gina, you responded with a beautiful note of condolence, and it had your mm-hmm. your phone number. So I called it, and it said Directions University, which I didn't even know what that was, so I hung up. I was like, I got the wrong number. And then an hour later, Gina calls, and we reconnected. She told me about the bachelor's group. It just seemed like, you know, the answer to prayer. And working with Gina the last 5-6 months has been life transforming, business wise, surely. But I think one of the strongest things is that, Gina, you helped me recover belief in myself, which I had just lost. I'd lost the faith that I could create anything that would sell well.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, all it takes is sometimes somebody to come up beside you and champion you and highlight to you the things that are inside you that you've lost the vision of. And then you can just roll with your destiny, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So I've been transformed just in the whole working with the Bachelors group. And it's the most beautiful group of people I can imagine working with. And they're everybody's a champion of everybody else. And so business-wise, it's like a night and day difference.
Mm-hmm.
I'm clear on my vision. I'm clear where I'm going. And I cannot wait for 2012 because I just feel like it's going to be one explosion of starburst and joy.
Yes.
And
one of the biggest differences for you, Lisa, is for the first time, you're really figuring out what your purpose is, and you're really clear on what that is and who you should be working with if you were living your purpose, and you're really going after it.
Mm-hmm.
In a way that you really never looked at before.
Right. I just wanted to help everybody. It's a nice feel, you know, but it's not really laser pointed in a direction where you can put one foot in front of the other and, you know.
It made it hard for you to figure out what that meant you need to do doing it that way. And you couldn't get focused enough to actually get results. The thing that's been really amazing to watch is that the clearer you get on your purpose and who it is you're meant to work with, if that's what you're fulfilling, the more it's been able to actually produce monetary results in your life and your business.
That's true. And somebody told me one time, just because you're good at something doesn't mean you have to make money at it. Doesn't mean you're supposed to make money at it.
Precisely.
But for me, it's just like, sure, you want copywriting? I'll do copywriting. Sure. You want this program? I'll create this program. Sure. So you're absolutely right. Once you're laser focused on the purpose, then all those other things fall into place so that money flows in much more easily.
Yeah. And when you called yesterday, you told me you had your best Christmas ever.
Oh, my gosh. Yes. Yes, in 48 years, it was the best Christmas ever. 47 years, pardon me. Year came from. it was fantastic because it was the first Christmas since I'd stopped teaching that I didn't have to worry about money and where that was coming, and I could just totally set that aside. My energy had returned this year. With the dramatic healing, and I was able to contribute and enjoy Christmas to an extent with my family that I just maybe never have had before. So I just can't tell you. I feel like fireworks are going off from the center of my body, my heart.
I love it.
That
what an awesome way to start 2012.
Yes,
mm-hmm.
And I am so grateful for your mentoring because it's been a very large part of it. So,
mm-hmm. You are so very welcome, Lisa. It's what I am put on this planet to do.
Well,
it really is.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe I'm a star in your crown, Gina. Because you've done, you know, a lot of beautiful things for a lot of people, and I am honored to be connected with you and your group.
Well, as I am honored to have you, Lisa. Thank you so much for being a part of my world.
Oh, thank you. And, Rhonda, I love you to pieces. You're just so wonderful.
I love you pieces, too. I'm really glad that you're part of my world, too, my dear heart.
Your enthusiasm and positivity has made an impact on me, and so I look forward to getting to know you even better.
Likewise.
That's
the best part of, you know, building community with people is the people that you end up working with on projects or being a student in the same program or, you know, whatever it may happen to be. They end up being not just someone you work with, not just someone you're on calls with, but really become friends and become part of a family, and it's just awesome, and I absolutely love that. Lisa, I love your voice. You have such an awesome voice full of so much love and enthusiasm, and I love hearing your voice.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. It's going to be even better in 2012.
I know. It's really fun to be at the cusp of 2012, and for me, I also have that, yay, bring it on, woohoo, oh, yeah, kind of feeling about the coming year, and some people are into gloom and doom and dark despair, and I'm like, oh, I'm just so excited.
Oh, me too. Yeah.
That's just awesome. I do keep checking on the bridge line, Rhonda, and I'm not seeing Tim anywhere.
Okay, well, maybe he just couldn't stay awake. It is, you know, 12 hours ahead or something like that, 12 or 13 hours ahead for him. So anyway, so we do have someone else here, though, as well, who would, I believe, ready to share something, and that's Carrie.
Okay, let's carry on. Hello, Carrie.
Hi, ladies.
Hi there.
Hi there.
Thanks for joining us.
Happy holidays. I just crawled out of bed.
Yep,
well,
you're in Hawaii.
So much for being here.
What was that?
Thank you so much for being here.
Oh, happy to be here. I'm really happy to be here. And so great to hear Lisa's story. I'm so glad she had such a happy holiday. What a deserving lady, for sure.
Yes, 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 yes.
2011 has been quite the year for me. I've been with Gina for over 3 years, and I've been wondering all these years what's wrong with me, why I can't believe in myself, and why I can't really even offer something for sale from my blog on heartfailuresolutions.com. And I've gotten revved up and taken a step, you know, headed in a direction with great gusto, only to fizzle and not have, it takes a lot of determination to put a massive action in place at in my life. Living in the jungle with primitive living conditions, hauling my own drinking water and propane and garbage and so far to go everywhere, and I'm the school bus, and I'm a single mom, so it's a lot. And you know, I've got to really believe in what I'm doing, I guess. I really doubted myself. Why was I fizzling, you know, every time I knew I had it this time? And in 2011, I discovered a doctor. It's so funny because I discovered him over 3 years ago when I started with Gina. But he didn't have an affiliate program. He didn't have any way for me to make money telling people about what he teaches. So I didn't really pursue him anymore. I couldn't find a way to get in touch with him. Well, I forget why I started looking at what he teaches again, but I realized that he had missing pieces that I guess I knew about, but I wasn't putting it together. Western medicine is a strange beast, and it had penetrated my brain to the extent I wasn't aware of what I didn't know I didn't know. And my world really started to change then when I really started to apply what Dr. Majid Ali teaches. And I saw, I finally, I knew I didn't have all the pieces. I wondered if there really were heart failure solutions. I was so filled with purpose because I have watched for decades people suffer for years and die of heart failure. And I knew they didn't have good advice. I knew that I knew things they should know, but I didn't know if I had solutions. And then when I knew I had answers, when I knew that, oh, it makes so much sense, I still felt stuck, and I really didn't understand why. And that's when I started hearing Lisa's voice on Gina's calls. And Lisa sounded to me like an incredible person with a very rich life who was a real newbie to internet marketing. Well, lo and behold, come to find out, not at all. Lisa's not at all a newbie to internet marketing. She's very knowledgeable about internet marketing. And meeting her and seeing that she had no knowledge of her brilliance, I don't know. It was mind-changing to meet Lisa. And the first time we had a dedicated conversation, it lasted 6 hours on the phone. 6 hours.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm so sorry, Lisa. And during that conversation, Lisa felt inspired to send me to her friend, Marnie Pearson, for a Simply Healed session. I'll tell you, that session, that session changed my life. I was ready to make a product and offer it for sale. And as I left Marnie's call, I made a product the next morning. But I was really surprised at what Marnie's session with me had done. It went so deep, and it wouldn't stop. I felt like I was being transformed cell by cell by cell. And by the next afternoon, I knew that what I had made was not useful. I knew that what I had made was not something someone was going to say, oh, my gosh, I've got to put this in my life today. I knew it wasn't. And I hated to sacrifice the time that I felt I should be spending being a better mother. Leaving that session with her made me realize that I don't like the job I'm doing at mothering. I was living with, let me succeed over here in online marketing, and then I'll get back to being the mother I used to be for three years. Well, kids grow up fast. That was a really big 3 years.
Yeah.
And so I turned my focus to where my heart knew it needed to be, and wow, did I make an incredible change, including a child in my community who I had been raging and ranting for over a year now, about the situation that this child lives in. This child approached me and asked for help. I helped her, and we're still in that process. I didn't know I had the power of resources, one of the most feared, I gather, and well-respected attorneys on this island, so happens to be one of my friends, and I didn't even know. And she's helping. She's helping. And one of the people I've been masterminding with for over a year, because we've been talking about the emotional holiday last year, and he's a genius student, and we have realized that what we have to offer together, and we had been offering about doing a little tiny project thing together, we realized that that project will change the world. That project is not little. It's huge. And it will change the world. And it's Dance Your Way to Better Breathing. If you breathe better, you will transform your health. And if you get on your happy feet and figure out how much fun moving and grooving is, you will want to join your community and get to know them and build a support system. And more than transform your health, transform your life. And we're so excited. There's a documentary being created right now about the evolution of swing dance in the world. And that evolution started in the Bay Area with Chad Kubo, the ambassador of swing in the Bay Area. And they are trying to capture that story. And isn't that profound timing? So I am so excited for 2012.
Yes.
Love it. I just love it. So I'm ready, and we're creating a simple product that will help people to see that they are hyperventilating themselves to illness and that it doesn't have to be willpower and commitment and struggle to change your chemistry, to shift your chemistry so that you'll slow down your breathing. You won't keep panting away your health, and you'll regain your energy and your clarity. Yeah, and Chad will be the one that really convinces you that you need to stop hyperventilating or you won't be able to dance and have fun with him nearly as much. And Chad has experience at helping people to bring dance into the community. He says that you have to stop owning it. You've got to give it as a gift to your community. And then your events really will take on a healing energy, a life of their own. And people will own them and show up to them and bring people to them. And that's what I want to see to spread across the planet, is people craving the times that they get to meet with their neighbors and smile ear to ear while they whip each other around the dance floor and laugh and watch each other's kids grow up. That's what I want to see happen. That's what I live to make happen. So 2012, bring it on.
Mm-hmm. That is awesome, Carrie. And
love it.
For the first time ever, you've really gotten clear on what your purpose is and who the people are that you're meant to work with.
Well, you know what, Gina? I see a lot of clarity that kind of shone through at various places. Like say, I found him 3 years ago. And even today, I'm scared to death. I am scared to death. But that can't matter. This is too important.
Right. And I think that's one of the biggest things is where I see people get stuck. And any time if I feel like I'm, you know, kind of stuck or whatever, I go, okay, I'm making it about me too much. So, so focusing on that other person, what it is that you're here to do, it's such a big deal and such a big difference that it really
is. For sure. Exactly, Ronnie. You pointed out exactly right on the head. In the past, my stuck was about the fear, but I kept my focus on me, so I stayed stuck. But this time, my focus is so off of me that I'm like, shut up about that fear stuff. Put my fingers in my ears. La, 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 la.
I hear nothing. Yeah, love it. That's so cool. And it really is true. Usually the fear comes from, am I going to measure up? Me, I. You know, it can be very narcissistic type of a thing. Not intending, but that's how it ends up being. And so, yeah, that focusing on the people's lives that are going to change, what's going to happen for them, what's going to happen in the world, what a big difference that makes.
Yeah, it's so funny. You can let other little subtle things sneak in there, like I heard myself telling myself, well, you know, it might not be good for the kids if we have to leave the jungle. And oh, yeah, it's the kids I'm worried about.
Yeah.
Say, no, you're not sneaking in through the mothering door. No.
Nope.
All fear is cast out.
Oh, that's awesome. It's great to hear that much bounce and enthusiasm about in your voice about what you're doing and the lives that are going to change. And that's just beautiful.
Boy, it sure is. It sure is. You know, I've been approached by a lot of people with money-making opportunities since my shift to my new energy. And I'll tell you, if it doesn't fit, I'm just not interested. It's that clear anymore. So bring on through 2012. And Lisa, boy, I'm cheering you on. I'm your cheerleader over here. Rah, rah, rah for Lisa.
We love Lisa. That's okay. I'm sure she's listening. She's just not on the phone right now.
I bet. I'm excited to see what she does now that she when I've talked to her, she describes those years as the fetal years.
She has such a fun way of expressing herself. I just love that. It's so unique and different. It's fun.
Yeah, now that she's out of the fetal position, we are going to watch some entertaining action there.
You bet. Absolutely.
You bet. Awesome. I love
Very
you
true.
Both. I love you both so much. You know, I want to tell you both that, you know, in my mastermind every Monday is so committed, so faithful. They can, you know, echo me. But I'm always reminding them, you know what Rhonda says, always got to open doors. Give them another chance to come back and do more business with you. And I'm always telling, well, you know, until your blog is, you know, alive and you can open your doors and put out your welcome mat in front of your blog and put on the kettle for your perfect prospect, you don't have a virtual address. We're always talking about that blog as your hub. But I think it's so funny. People call Gina a blogging teacher. They call her a making money online teacher. They call her a lot of things, but that not even a half of what Gina teaches. And it's absorbing yourself, you know, absorb it, marinate yourself in Gina, I think is the only way to get it, because everybody always thinks it's a magic bullet, and it's really not.
Mm-mm. It really isn't, is it?
Mm-mm.
No way. No such thing.
Wishful thinking.
Yeah.
And, you know, and actually, although it's not that everything has to be hard and a struggle and a lot of effort and all that kind of stuff, but having skin in the game, having that full participation, that's really where things start to happen. And when you're participating fully, even through the times where you're still dealing with setting up the systems or getting the technologies to talk or all those kinds of things that invariably are going to happen, you still have that knowing, hey, I'm here working it out, living my purpose, living the dream, making great things happen. And that sustains you through so much. You know, for a lot of times, if it was just about me, I wouldn't care nearly as much. But knowing what I'm here to do and what I love to do, and that makes all the difference. It just gets me excited.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, sometimes I think that you need a loving coach to dump you upside down before you can ever get there. And I think that confuses folks to watch Gina dump folks upside down.
Yeah.
And really, I mean, even the person who's being dumped upside down, it's not something you're generally thankful for. Oh, thank you for dumping me upside down.
Right.
Till later when you go, oh, now I get it.
Got it. Okay. Yeah, right, exactly. Yeah, it makes all the difference. But that's true. Yeah, you got to be dumped on your head at least once to really make great things happen, don't you?
Yeah. You know, I'm even sometimes folks who are going full steam ahead at dollar signs, and they're doing all the right things. Yeah, but their mindset's just not in the right place. And they'll even hire a team to get that product to market, and, you know, they know exactly what they need to do to make money. But Gina does so much coaching about, okay, well, what do you want, and what does your life look like, you know, 5-10 years from now? And I love when she points out that what you said you wanted 5-10 years from now doesn't match up with what you're creating today.
Yeah.
Like, how are you going to create that with that? It doesn't work, you know, and they'll, And a lot of being dumped upside down is a favor because it's a shortcut, right? Instead of making it all the way to money in the bank and I'm so unhappy, yeah, you're rethinking so that massive effort actually gets you where you wanted to go in the first place. And that's what I feel like is happening in my life. It's been the mindset of honor what I have to give. Imperfect action is craptastic. that people can be helped without perfection. And that faith goes a long way. You know, I really feel like it took me, I was in a really hard place when I came to Gina. And yet I think that sometimes that's an advantage, because if you're in a really comfortable place, Gina doesn't have near the luck at tipping your bucket. Yeah, she can't dump you upside down if you're very comfortable and very stable. So I just feel really blessed that Gina found me at the lowest point in my life, when I'd lost my contract and I had three kids I adored. I had lost my health with my last pregnancy. I was as low as I could go. So I'm really glad that I waited to find her until I would listen to her. So I'm just so grateful headed into 2012. Thank you both for all you've given to me.
Well, you're so welcome, Carrie.
You're very welcome. Glad to have you part of the family, too. That's just awesome. Yeah, it's really fun.
2012 and how it shapes up. It's going to be fun to watch.
I know. I get so excited. I really am just practically giddy thinking about all the great things coming up for so many people, all the lives to be changed and people to be touched and helped, and, you know, their problems taken care of and everything. It's just really cool.
Chad says that we're going to become your poster child.
Game, let it happen. Bring it on.
Bring it, baby. Absolutely. Bring it. That's great. Very cool. So I'm glad you shared that with us. I do have, here, scrolling down, some comments from Tim. And I just want to remind folks that Carrie's website, if you want to check her out, is heartfailuresolutions.com. And we have a comment from Tim Bennett, who has been a guest on our show a couple of times and is a real class A action taker, isn't he, Gina?
He sure is, Rhonda.
Well, he made this comment on the post at profitablestorytelling.com/recap. Anyone else who wants to continue to add comments, that'll be great. And what he says to the response of, you know, your biggest intuition, insight, learning, biggest wins, all of that stuff for this year: it has been such a wonderful year, and I have enjoyed finding out so much about myself and where I want to go and who I want to be. And I think my greatest discovery this year has really been about following bliss. I love that, because I say follow your bliss at the end of my emails and blog posts and everything. Tim says, I spent a lot of time allowing statistics and reports to temporarily block my direction, and it made me feel out of place and disjointed. But when I got back in touch with my bliss and my passion, I felt at home again, at home in my own body. Statistics are important and should be part of my place, but my passion, intuition, and being true to Tim is far more important. Thank you for your loving support over the year, Tim.
Oh, great. Great comments.
I love that. And Tim's website is Argonette, ArGonette.com, ArGonette.com. Just want to make sure that people who are being good enough to participate can get your website mentioned. So that is great from Tim. And it's been fun watching Tim jump in and try different things and be willing to take action, be willing to figure out who his people are, where to find them the best way. And he's opened up with awesome new relationships and ventures that have come to him because he is a dedicated action taker.
That's awesome. He really is a dedicated action taker.
Yes, he definitely is. And it's really fun to see that. And another person, everybody who has shared, Lisa and Carrie and Tim, I have real treasures in my life who I feel really blessed and grateful to know and to count among my friends. So that's awesome, too.
Couldn't agree more.
Yep.
So we've got about 3 minutes left.
Yeah. So, Gina,
as we get to the cusp of this awesome new 2012, what is your most important message that you would like everybody in the family here of our Blog Talk Radio listeners and the DU family to hear?
Well, you know, Rhonda, it's my favorite saying. Winners take imperfect action while losers are still perfecting the plan. The one thing that all of our guests today have in common is that they really are action takers. Even if they don't take the perfect action, they take some action and keep making it more perfect as they move forward. And it's a big part of why they're all experiencing results in both their life and their business. Moving into 2012 doesn't need to have the perfect action that's going to create the perfect result. But it's got to start with taking some action, no matter how imperfect it may be, and taking that action in a way that will allow you to make things more perfect as you move forward. If you can do that going into 2012, you will have an amazing year.
I love that. That is a terrific quote. The thing that I would like to remind people, and actually Tim's, what he said leads into it beautifully, I do say follow your bliss at the end of emails and in my blog post, but the entire quote from Joseph Campbell is this: follow your bliss, and the universe will open doors for you where once there were only walls.
What an awesome quote, Rhonda.
And I love that. Doors where there once were walls when you follow your bliss. So definitely your bliss is that thing that just makes you know this is what you're meant to be doing, what you love the most. And it's the thing that changes the world when you follow your bliss. So that is my urging for people: definitely follow your bliss, and the universe will open doors where once there were only walls.
And join us next year here on Relationship Marketing 101 on Blog Talk Radio, and make 2012 your best year ever. Have a fantastic new year, everyone, and we look forward to seeing you here next week. Thanks, Rhonda. Thanks, Yuri. Thanks, Tim. Thanks, Lisa. And thank you to all of our listeners for making 2011 a fabulous year. Here's to a great 2012.
Talk to you next year, everyone.
Come back next week for Relationship Marketing 101. Join us at Directions University, www.directionsu.com, for passion-powered results.